Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night remains warm across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and Haifa, perfect for those out and about, taking in the evening air. Here are today's headlines. First, 10 IDF soldiers were wounded in a clash with Hezbollah terrorists in Bint Jail. 3 are seriously injured. This comes from Ynet in earlier reporting. Also, the IDF reports a battalion commander was seriously injured during an operation in Lebanon. The circumstances are currently under investigation, according to Walla, earlier this hour. Also this hour, optimism is growing in the Arab world following talks between Israel and Lebanon. Journalists are openly criticizing Hezbollah, says Mariv. Separately, IDF soldiers engaged Hezbollah terrorists in Lebanon, finding weapons in a nearby home. The IDF killed 3 terrorists during the confrontation, reports the Jerusalem Post from earlier today. And finally, a report from Forward suggests that phasing out U.S. military subsidies could strengthen the U.S.-Israel alliance. The article argues for more oversight in military aid. Here's what people are saying online. The New York Post recently reported that the U.S. vows to unleash full economic fury on Tehran, maintaining maximum pressure. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, highlighted comments by the Israeli ambassador to the U.S., stating Israel will not allow terror groups to target their population. Mark Dubowitz praised Brett McGurk for his objective analysis and commitment to American interests, noting the need for strong leadership. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF clash in Bint Jael, 10 soldiers were injured during a confrontation with Hezbollah. This incident underscores the ongoing tensions on the northern border. Rambam Hospital in Haifa is treating 3 soldiers with serious injuries. The situation remains tense, with implications for regional stability. Turning to the IDF battalion commander's injury. The commander was airlifted for medical treatment after an operation in Lebanon. The circumstances surrounding the injury are under investigation, as Walla reports. This event highlights the risks faced by military personnel in active conflict zones. Meanwhile, optimism in the Arab world is rising after talks between Israel and Lebanon. According to Mariv, journalists are criticizing Hezbollah's role in the region. This shift in public sentiment could influence future relations and diplomatic efforts between the nations. On the economic front, first, the IMF warns that the British economy is on the decline. Growth is slowing and unemployment is expected to reach a decade high. Rising inflation and the energy crisis are major contributing factors, reports Mariv Business. Separately, Wizz Air has cancelled plans to restore flights to Israel. The airline now says operations will not resume until May 4th, according to Globes. This decision affects travel and tourism sectors, impacting economic activity between the regions. And finally, Israel's 10D is betting on physical AI and deep tech as its next frontier. The early stage fund is doubling down on hardware meets AI companies, a space many still shy away from, says Ynet Business. This move highlights Israel's continued focus on innovation and technology. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.